We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. And if you're in the market for a computer, any kind of computer, it's who you need to get in touch with. I'm talking about desktops, laptops, tablets, new computers, refurbished computers, custom-built computers. They got brands like Apple, Dell, HP, all available. They've got Phoenix gaming computers that are available. Those Apple MacBook Airs, as low as $599. So great deals on quality products. You can get it at Cooper Systems. The reason you want to go to Cooper Systems is, A, Lee and Lauren Cooper are awesome, so to start there. But beyond that, if you go to the big box stores, you're just going to be buying what the big box stores are selling. And odds are you're going to be paying for a lot of stuff on a machine that you're just not going to use. Most people have computers with all sorts of stuff on it that they just are never going to use. They don't even know it's there, but you're paying for it. But if you go to Cooper Systems, you can explain to Lee and Lauren Cooper like what you're going to be doing with the computer. If you're going to be making movies, then you probably need a certain type of computer. But if you're just watching YouTube and just playing on Facebook, you need a couple hundred dollars on a computer. And Cooper Systems then can get you a machine built to do that, and only that. You're saving money because the computer is better fitted for you. So get in touch with Cooper Systems next time you need a computer. Anybody needs a computer. 360-9679. 360-9679 on the web. CooperSystems.com. Jalen Hurts has announced he's going to be playing quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners next season. We will talk about that in the next segment. But right now, he is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, and host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So the big news this morning in the city of Memphis was was Penny Hardaway being on Get Up, the ESPN morning show hosted by Mike Greenberg and Jalen Rose. And when asked about Lil Penny, he confirmed that Lil Penny is working out and getting ready to make a comeback. The audio went like this.
We just have to ask after Lil Penny. We have a lot of people here who are big fans. Marcus Spears almost lost his mind when he heard you were coming on today. We just have to ask after Lil Penny. How's he doing these days?
You know, Lil Penny is actually going to be coming back out soon. You know, he's working out, trying to get in shape.
Hold on one second. Everyone shouted over the news there, unfortunately. Would you say that again? What's happening with Lil Penny?
Lil Penny's getting in shape. He's coming back.
And so what I found most interesting about that, besides the obvious that Penny Hardaway announcing that they are going to have a Lil Penny campaign of some sort, is the reaction you hear, not from Mike and Jalen, but anytime you're in a television studio. And Jeff, as being a former television host, you know what it's like to be in a television show.
Of course.
There are plenty of people in the room, in the studio, that aren't on camera. It's cameraman, it's a stage director, it's production assistant. And when you heard the reaction from those people, all the hooting and hollering, it really is a reminder of how much, even, basically 25 years later, that Lil Penny campaign still resonates with people of a certain age, people of my age and older. If you were alive and old enough to be aware of such things when the Lil Penny thing was a thing, all these years later, you still remember it. You can see it. You can remember some of the lines. And I thought the sound that came from that studio when Penny said what he said was, again, it just sort of underlined that.
Well, the whole thing, yes. First of all, it is, you're reminded again how, just first of all, the impact of Penny. When Mike Greenberg says that Mark Spear almost lost his mind when he heard Penny was coming on. Like, it's just remarkable how iconic Penny Hardaway is to begin with. And then, yes, secondly, the fact that
you couldn't hear what Penny was saying because when he was trying to finish his sentence, because everyone was hooting and hollering over little Penny. Now, let's be honest. How many, if they said they were going to bring back, I guess if they were going to bring back the Wendy's guy, Dave Thomas, that would be something because he's dead, right? So bringing him back something. From the dead, yeah. Like that would be impressive, yeah. Uh-huh. Right? But like, what other ads, what other commercials could you bring back? And it would create a just sort of an explosion of happiness and woohoo kind of thing from. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's long ago enough now that John Martin never remembered them. And John Martin's 27. You know, he knows that they were a thing, but he didn't. He doesn't actually remember seeing them. He was alive. He, whatever, he was playing video games at the time or something.
Well, no, I think they've actually been like, I mean, we're talking.
They were
about
in
like
the 90s. They're the mid 90s, and so that was 19.
Yeah, John was probably like 3 or 4 years old.
23. Yeah, no, you're right. John was 3 or 4 years old. So the fact that it's more than 2 decades. Whatever. And here we are.
It's more than 2 decades.
It's more than 2 decades, and here we are, and it produces that reaction. It's fairly astounding. Like, what else would? You know, I don't know what ads were there in the mid-90s, but it's remarkable. And
well, if you're talking about sports ad campaigns that resonated in unusual ways, it's Bo Knows, the Bo Jackson stuff.
Right.
It's Be Like Mike. The Michael Jordan stuff. It's Lil Penny.
Yeah, the Mike and Larry. Was it Mike and Larry Bird? Like that stuff was it? Who was it? Mike and Larry? Who was doing off the shot? Who was playing horse? Remember that?
I think I do remember. I think it was Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. I think I remember that.
Was it Magic and Larry? Because it's funny, you think of Magic and Bird going against each other, but I think it was Mike and Bird. Here you go. This is my memory and me. So, But yeah, like those were iconic. But here, like you can bring Bo Jackson back, but he'll look old, you know.
Have you ever seen the video of Bo Jackson as a hitting coach with? I forget who he was a hitting coach with. He was working with. This was a few years ago, maybe the White Sox, and one of the White Sox sons is there. Like the kid is like 11, 12 years old,
right?
And audio picks it up. You can find this on YouTube, I'm sure. But it's just like there's mics near them. Maybe mics on them. I don't know.
Right.
But Bo Jackson is like talking to this player's son, and he's like, and the kid, it's so funny and innocent and cute. The kid is like, so did you ever play baseball? And he said, yeah. You know, I played for the Kansas City Royals and maybe whoever else he played for. He said, you know, I was the MVP of the All-Star game. And the kid was like, oh, okay, cool. The kid's like totally unimpressed, like whatever. And then Bo, on his own, like the kid doesn't ask anything else. And Bo's like, you ever hear of the Raiders? And the kid's like, he goes, I played for the Raiders too. And he was like, well, where are they? He's like, well, they're in Oakland now, but they were in L.A. at the time. And the kid's like, so you played football too? Bo Jackson's like, yeah. You ever heard of the Heisman Trophy? And it's just like Bo Jackson just going through his Wikipedia page with his kid. And you realize that Bo Jackson was such a big deal. But like an 11-year-old wouldn't know that. But there was a time, it was just Bo Jackson trying to explain to this kid, you have no idea how awesome I used to be. It's a really funny little video.
I try to tell people that all the time, too. I try to tell people that all the time, but they don't listen to me either. Have you ever, have you ever heard of the Memphis Most Awards? Tell kids, have you ever heard of the Memphis Most Awards? Have you ever heard of the Memphis Flyer section that they do the best columnist every
yeah,
day?
Yeah.
Bo Jackson's sitting there, like he really is like sitting there going, I'm the only person in history to be an all-star in Major League Baseball and a pro bowler in the NFL. And the kid's like, oh, that's cool. Like, the kid doesn't know what to say. But it's like Bo Jackson just bragging to this kid. Go find it on YouTube. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, back to Lil Penny.
Okay, anyway, my point is that, but you can bring Lil Penny back, and it'll be interesting. Like, is he going to have aged at all? Like, Lil Penny, he didn't have to have aged. He's a doll. And so he didn't have to have aged. And, you can bring him back in a way that you can't bring the real sports figures back in the same way. And so it's remarkable that it resonates the way it does. Still, all these years later, absolutely remarkable.
And the reason it works the way it works, I do think, like, it was all attached to Penny, but I do think it's a little wrong to think that it's simply Penny that made it what it was. It was the combination of Penny being this incredible talent who played in a way that was incredibly unique. He could do things at his size that other people just could not do, Magic Johnson being the rare exception. But also it was Chris Rock, and it was Tyra Banks, and it was Chris Rock being funny. That's the other thing. They were genuinely funny ads. Like, people quoted them. You know, we talked last week about, or maybe earlier this week, whenever it was that it was announced that Eddie Murphy is going to star in Coming to America 2, and Craig Brewer, Memphis's own, is going to, to direct it. And I mentioned that, like, you know, if you're a certain age, same deal. Like, everybody watched Coming to America. Everybody knew every line from Coming to America. And so you just had, like, you know, 10th graders across the country just quoting Coming to America nonstop, like idiots. Well, Lil Penny was the same thing. It had incredibly quotable lines from Chris Rock's voice, and it was all it resonated in a variety of ways. I don't think it was just because it was a you know, ads tied to an all NBA player. It was the Chris Rock factor mattered. Tyra Banks being a focal point of this stuff mattered, and I do think that's why if they bring it back, they got to do it right. I don't know that you get a Chris Rock impersonator to do Lil Penny. I think if you're going to do it, it's a little bit like if you're going to make a sequel of a classic film 25 years later. Like, you better get the right people involved. So I hope that they're able to get Chris Rock to be involved and do it right, because it does. I think all of that, Penny, Lil Penny, Chris Rock, Tyra Banks, I think it was all important to making it become what it became.
Yeah, I don't think you need Tyra Banks as part of this, but I said on my show that I think it has to be Chris Rock. And I don't see any reason you couldn't get Chris Rock. I mean, I don't know Chris Rock, obviously, but you would think that you could get Chris Rock. Because, yeah, it's just if you have someone else doing no, it can't be lame. And the reason that I think it will be good and that it will be Chris Rock is that precisely because it's so iconic, it's, you know, Nike owns this. And Nike isn't going to, like, look at their commercials. Their commercials are legendary, right? And so I don't know if they're going to produce the commercial. I suspect they will, because I don't think they would hand over Lil Penny to, no disrespect to the University of Memphis video department or anything else, right? Or Running Pony's great. Like, Running Pony's fantastic. But whoever does. But I don't think Nike is going to hand over one of their signature iconic advertising properties and say, yeah, just do whatever you want with it. If you want to have him, you know, slide down, whatever, you know, hanging out at FedEx Forum, that's fine. Doing whatever he wants to do. No, I think they will approve it, and they will be involved in it, and they will make sure it's done well if you're using Lil Penny at all. And I think the only way it can really be done well is if Chris Rock is the voice of Lil Penny.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I agree with all that. And most notably, Nike's not just going to turn over one of its properties to an athletic department. Like, that's not the way Nike operates. I shouldn't say they're not going to. I don't know.
So they work with the athletic department or whatever, you know, and in some way. But yes, no, they don't just say, here's the doll. It'll be coming in a FedEx envelope. Do with it whatever you want, you know. No, in a FedEx box. No, that's not how they're going to do it.
I would imagine if it's going to be done, it's going to be done right. And so I'm looking forward to it. And whenever it does relaunch, it'll be a thing that brings more national attention to the Memphis men's basketball program, to the Memphis head basketball coach, and all of that's good stuff. I want to switch gears with you to the Grizzlies, because I had Joe Mullinex on earlier from the GrizzlyBearBlues.com website. And he's got a column up right now about, you know, how apathy can set in with a franchise, even if you find it unimaginable at certain points in the franchise's history. And he mentioned the Redskins as an example. I didn't realize this, but I mean, I did realize the Redskins are an iconic, you know, professional football franchise. They've won multiple Super Bowls. According to Joe's column, you know, in their regular season finale at home this season. Like, there were more other team fans than Redskin fans. It's like just the whole thing has changed for a variety of reasons there. The franchise doesn't resonate in the way that it used to. And one of the things he points out is that Grizzlies attendance has been in a steady decline now for five straight years. And, you know, even if you were, you know, in the lower level at FedEx Forum during the seven-year playoff run, holding a growl towel and completely immersed in this unbelievable environment and screaming, whoop, whoop that trick, that stuff can go away. And it is not trending in the right direction. And given that the team is probably going to get worse before it gets better, you know, then apathy can set in, and it really becomes a difficult thing for the franchise to deal with. And as he was explaining this, it made me think about my own fandom as it relates to the Mets. Because when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, and every year throughout middle school, high school, throughout college, and even into my mid-20s, I was the guy who read everything about them, who knew every middle reliever, who knew every prospect in the farm system, who watched as many games as I could. And then at some point, and I don't remember exactly when, and I don't remember exactly why, except the why is pretty easy to figure out. They got bad consistently. Like, they had, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row where they couldn't even win, you know, 75 games or something. And I don't remember, like, consciously saying, okay, I'm done with this. But I just stopped paying attention. I just stopped caring on a day-to-day basis. I still had the Mets shirt, and I still wore a Mets hat. But if you would have bumped into me in the middle of a Tuesday and said, how'd the Mets do last night, I might not have known. Because I just, like, they got so bad for so long, for such an extended period of time, I was just like, you know, I just stopped paying attention to every detail, which was unimaginable to young me and actually unimaginable to current me, because I did clock back in several years ago. But, you know, as Joe's talking about it, I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, you know what? If I got to a point in my late 20s where I just wasn't really paying attention to the Mets anymore, and I had spent like the previous 20 years paying attention to everything about the Mets, if that can happen to me, that can absolutely happen to Grizzlies fans, and it is a real thing that they're going to have to deal with. Or do you think Joe and I are overstating this?
No, I mean, all I have to do is go to a game. Like, I went to a game, I went to the San Antonio game last week, and it wasn't like the Memphis Tigers last year bad. It's not like it used to be. Right? There's no question. I agree with that completely, and I think it's relevant in this way. I think it's relevant because – I'll tell you why I think it's relevant and why I think it's – why it's almost – also beside the point. It's relevant because, yes, that's something they're going to have to deal with. And B, it's very clear that when people say, well, they can't get rid of Mark and Mike because this is a small market and they can't ever be bad in a small market, that's, A, impossible not to be bad in any market, right? I mean, there's, in the NBA, you are going to be bad. And so if what we're saying is Memphis can't support a crappy team, well, that means Memphis can't support a team, because there will be times the team is bad. That's simply true in the life cycle of the NBA. But I actually think, and this is something that Chris Harrington and I talked about today, that at this point, Memphis would, like, what's more exciting, the Grizzlies or the Sacramento Kings, right? In a way, the fact that you have what you have with Mark and Mike here, given that they're not winning, we know that they're not winning, right? They're on the court and they're still losing. It's worse because there's the clash of expectations. It's not just a bunch of young kids who are going to get better. It was a group that was supposed to zag and when everyone was zigging and be competitive and be back in the playoffs, right? And according to the owner, win 50 games. So you have the burden of not meeting expectations on the top of the fact that it's not great basketball. Plus you have the boredom factor. Like, I do think there's just there's and people love Mark and Mike, most do, you know, and they're grateful to Mark and Mike. But at some point, rolling out, and even because they're built the way they're built, what they're doing is they're rolling out the Garrett Temples of the world, right, to try to prop them up into mediocrity as opposed to going to try to find young diamonds in the rough, right? And so I think in those ways it is relevant.
in the way that it's not relevant is this, is that, okay, yeah, they're going to have a fan. They have a fan issue. So that means they have to change things, and it may mean they have to move on from Mark, et cetera. It doesn't answer the question of how to do that. Like, I actually think there's not anyone right now, there's not many people in the city who don't think the Grizzlies should be open to anything, including trading Mark, right? And even Mike, probably this offseason. I think the question now only is, because we've seen that it, like, whatever this was or whatever the goal was, it's not working any longer. It might work to get off the Boston pick, but that's about all it can work it to at this point. So really, then the question is just how best to do it, right? Whether the best way to do it is this summer or the trade deadline or what you could get, or whether it's best to let walk, you know, whether you can get anything back for Mark that is better than letting him walk for nothing. Because it's not completely obvious that what you would get back from Mark is better than letting him walk for nothing. There's a reason Atlanta let Horford and Millsap walk for nothing, because they said, listen, we don't want to take back salaries, which we'd have to do, so we'd rather just have the cap space. And so I honestly think, okay, I grant Joe his point. They have to do something. It would be best if they not suck and not be boring. But, okay, then what? Like, I think they would tell you that, too. That's their goal. But
I think even Joe says, I think we've reached a point, talking through it, whether it's you talking to Harrington or me talking to you or me talking to Joe. Or, you know, Peter Edmiston talking to whomever.
Right.
Like, I think we've reached a point where we all acknowledge there is not a good way out of this.
Right.
There's, you know, I found, and I don't mean to get off track, but in my own life, like, when I'm faced with an issue, like, there's something I go, ugh, I don't know what to do about this. I have found, and perhaps this, my streak will end sometime soon, right? But I found, like, if I just keep thinking, I'll figure out, like, a good option. And I usually do, like, whether it's like, hey, I don't know what I'm going to do about this college. It could be something as simple as, it could be something as big as, like, you're related to your children. But it could be something as small as, like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this column tomorrow. And I just keep thinking and I keep thinking. And eventually, like, something pops and I go, okay, boom, that's it. That's the best way out of this. And I swear to God, I've been thinking about the Grizzlies for 2 weeks and everybody else has too. And there is no good way out. There's nothing, there's not a good idea out there. There are the worst ideas, but there's no good path out of this.
No, and so that's I mean, I think Joe's right that this is, they are not trending in the right direction. I mean, I absolutely grant that. And that it's not as, I mean, lots of people, someone wrote me today and said they're going to go tonight with just, have no expectations of winning. They're going to go to see Giannis because they want to see Giannis, and they're going to plan leaving halfway through the fourth quarter to be, you know, whatever. And they're going to just take all the pressure of being disappointed if they lose off of it and whatnot. And I think it's, there's no question the fan base has shrunk and is kind of disillusioned at this point. It's actually why I think, it's why I just think, and I'm not sitting here pounding the table for Chris Wallace to be fired, but I don't like it. Like, literally, that's another reason. It's just, how do you sell that, right? At some point, they do have to sell hope. That's what every franchise does, ultimately, right? And so, even if they thought, my gosh, you know, Chris Wallace who told us Jeff Jaren Jackson, but no one else did, and Chris Wallace, I don't know how you can sell it. I don't know how you can sell that going forward. So, it's clearly a problem. But I don't think, therefore, I mean, it's just all this, like, well, blow it up, the trademark. If they could get something, I think certainly casual fans who are doing this have this imagination, have this image of what I'm going to get three first round picks for Mark. Someone suggested to me on Twitter today, trademark to Boston to get your first round pick back. Of course, there's no way Boston. A, you have to think something else back. There's no way Boston's giving you that pick back. You did it. You screwed it up. You're going to have to give them that pick for Jeff Green. Like, the people who think there's an easy answer don't appreciate how hard the answer is. And I don't, by the way. I mean, Chris Harrington's piece today in the Daily Memphian is unbelievable because it goes through the decision tree about Mark and what could be done now. He imagines eight different trades. If you go look at those trades, none of them, like, make your blood pulse, and all of them, even there, the other team might not do. And then goes through the, you know, the options of this summer. They're just in a really hard spot. Now, there are also franchises that have been in hard spots before that have like, how are the Cleveland Browns ever going to be good or interesting, right? Well, Baker Mayfield, right? How's Kansas City, which doesn't want a playoff game in forever in football, right? They just don't win playoff games. They got a boring-ass quarterback in Alex Smith, and they got the 10th pick in the draft. Can't get an elite quarterback at 10th in the draft. How are they going to – well, they drafted Patrick Mahomes, the 10th pick in the draft. Yes, it's not great. The situation is not great. And there's no question that, I mean, the Detroit Pistons are once the hottest ticket in town. Like, you couldn't – those Bruce Brothers, you know, that Pistons team with – Mahorn and Joe Dumars and Isaiah,
the bad boys.
Now you look at the Detroit Pistons game. There's no one in the seats. Like, there's no guarantee, and that's in big markets and small markets. But then the question is, you need the next thing. You ultimately need the next thing. And so then the question is how do you either think your way or luck your way into the next thing?
What's interesting is that there have been some people, there are lots of people now screaming, blow it up, trademark. There have been some people who've been screaming it for years. And what's interesting is that blow it up, trademark, there was a time when that actually was a reasonable path, you know, where there was some good that could come from that. You trademark with multiple years, you trade a younger Mark.
Yeah.
With multiple years on his contract, you trade a younger Mike with multiple years on his contract, you might really be able to, like, find a good path there. But at this point, on January 16, 2019, blow it up, trade Mike, doesn't really fix your problem at all.
No, it still might be the right way to thing to do. In other words, right. I think it doesn't bring the assets in. The blow it up, trade Mike thing would have brought in assets once upon a time. There's no question. Instead, what they decided to do was, let's see if we can keep being good. And then they went out and they said, the key thing we need to do to keep being good is to sign Chandler Parsons, right? And so if they had, instead of signing Chandler Parsons, if they'd gotten two useful players, might it have been the winning that would have happened in the meantime have been worth it? If Mike hadn't gotten hurt last year, might the win – like, they made a calculated gamble – that they could win in a compelling way for basically the last 2 years. They thought last year and the year before they were going to be good, right? Certainly the first 2 years of Chandler Parsons' contract, but Chandler stunk and was hurt or whatever, and then Mike gets hurt, and so I don't really blame them for making that bet. Then I don't. I blame them for signing Chandler Parsons. Clearly, I think, but I don't blame them for saying, yeah, we don't really want to get rid of Mike Conley at his prime. I honestly don't, like, it didn't work out because they signed, I do blame him for the Chandler Parsons thing. But I don't necessarily blame him for going down that road. I wanted him to go down that road, and I'm not going to take it back at this point.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, Matt.
When we come back, Jalen Hurts announced earlier today he's transferring from Alabama. He's going to be the next quarterback at Oklahoma. 2 years ago, Baker Mayfield was the quarterback at Oklahoma, won the Heisman. This season, Kyler Murray was the quarterback at Oklahoma, won the Heisman. Now Jalen Hurts is going to be the next quarterback at Oklahoma. We'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh, jumping,
jumping, hey, hey. Crowd better save us. Crowd going, hey, hey. I can't believe we made it. This is what we made. You probably know my wife and I had a baby boy at Regional One Health a couple of years ago, and the reason we were at Regional One Health is because our doctor advised us to deliver there. We knew that, you know, very early on, that the odds of the delivery actually ever
becoming a great thing. We're very, very slim. But if we did get to a point where we were going to deliver, theoretically, a healthy baby boy, that the best place to be was going to be a Regional 1 help, because it was still going to be a dicey delivery. So we were there, and it could not have gone more smoothly. You know, we had to spend several weeks there in the NICU, but the folks there could not have been better to our son, to our family. And if we ever had another a child coming into this world, we would deliver at Regional 1 Health. That's how much we think of them. But one of the things I've tried to remind you of subsequent to the birth of little Lou is that you do not have to be in an emergency situation like we were in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional 1 Health. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a great example of that. It's at 6555 Quince Road, right where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway, so it's very easy to find, very easy to get to. The number's 515-3600. You know, it's recommended for women 40 and up to get an annual mammogram. And so if you're a woman 40 or up, you need to make that phone call. You can make a reserve, you can make an appointment at 515-3600, but you do not even have to make an appointment, and you do not need a referral. You can just get in touch with the East Campus Imaging Center and get your annual mammogram, because it really could save your life. Not getting one really could cost you dearly. And so if you qualify, woman 40 years and up, get in touch with them. The East Campus Imaging Center, 6555 Quince Road, where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. The number, 901-515-3600, 515-3600, on the web, regional1health.com. org. Big college football news earlier today. Jalen Hurts, the now former Alabama quarterback, announced via a column in the Players Tribune that he is transferring to Oklahoma. He is going to play for Lincoln Riley. And I would assume, although a long shot, given the quarterback at Clemson and the quarterback at Alabama that he's getting away from, but still assume he's going to try to be the third straight Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, which, yeah, by the way, is exactly why you go to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Nobody over the past couple of years has had more success with quarterbacks than Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma. You know, he takes over a program from Bob Stoops. He's got Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is a Heisman Trophy winner and the number one pick in the NFL draft. So he's gone. Puts Kyler Murray in the same system.
Yep.
Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy and is not going to be the number one pick in the draft, I don't think, but he is projected by most draft analysts to be a first round pick, and that's not anything people were saying about him a year ago until he flourished playing under Lincoln Riley. And so if you are a quarterback looking for a place to maximize your skill set, maximize your statistics, and yeah, give you a real chance to give yourself a real chance to compete for a national championship, then Oklahoma, after it loses another quarterback, seems like the perfect place to go. So from that perspective, this makes all the sense in the world, you know, for Jalen Hurts. I think this is the right school. This is the right place. It's an amazing opportunity. If you haven't read the column in the Players Tribune, it's well done. You know, he talks about, you know, how thrilled he was when he just got a first phone call from Nick Saban about, do you want to come and you know, from Texas and move to Tuscaloosa and play for the Crimson Tide. He took a visit to Alabama and never took another official visit anywhere. Like, it was like, okay, I got a chance to be here. I don't need to see anything else. This is where I want to be. And it obviously got off to a terrific start. But then, famously, he was replaced at halftime of last season's national championship game by Tua Tagovailoa, and he never got his starting job back. He did have that wonderful moment in the SEC championship game when Tua was injured, but it was clear that, you know, he was going to spend his final season of eligibility the same way he spent his third season of eligibility if he returned to Alabama, and that was simply as Tua Tagovailoa's backup, and competitors want to play. You know, players want to play. And he acknowledged, and he had said this before, but it's also in the Players Tribune column, you know, that championship game that he got pulled at halftime was bittersweet. The sweet being, hey, I'm a national champion. But no, it can't be fun winning a national championship in that way. When the team won the national championship because you were taken off the field. Like, if you're just a a backup from start to finish, then maybe just being a part of a national championship team is something to be celebrated. But when your team was in such a bad place that the national championship was at risk, like you were not on track to get it, and then the one thing that happened was they took you off the field, put somebody else on the field, and then we end up getting the trophy, I don't imagine that's a good feeling. That would not be the way I would want to win a national championship. This might be selfish, but it's also honest. If you told me, if you made me Jalen Hurts on that night and said, you can keep playing quarterback, but your team will lose, or you can get pulled, but your team will win, I'd rather lose. I just would. Because I wouldn't, because I would forever feel like, gee, I'm the reason that we were going to lose, and my replacement is the reason that we didn't. That's just a terrible feeling. I don't care if you get a championship ring to go with it. And he acknowledged in the Players Tribune, like, it hurt, you know. He didn't spend that night celebrating the way you think you might. He spent that night crying to his father, you know, what has happened. You know, everything was going smoothly, and now I'm a backup quarterback. And a lot of people, myself included, thought he probably should have just transferred after that season, get on with it. But he didn't. He wanted to stay at Alabama, and he graduated with a bachelor's degree in public relations, which now makes him eligible to be a graduate transfer. And I know fans, particularly diehard college football fans, can be all over the place when it comes to young people and transferring. But I can't imagine there's a reasonable Alabama fan on this planet who would have any issue with Jalen Hurts doing what he's doing right now. It does make Alabama, you know, on the surface a little less, because it's football. Like, Tua got hurt this year. Where would you have been without Jalen Hurts in that game? You might not even win the SEC championship. So now you're not going to have that option if something goes wrong with Tua Tagovailoa. I don't think it's a situation where something goes wrong like Tua is not good enough to be the starting quarterback at Alabama and win a national championship. But he could, like, you know, break an ankle, tear a knee ligament, mess up his shoulder, anything. And now you will not have Jalen Hurts to go to. So it does hurt Alabama in some way. We could argue how much, but certainly in some way. But if you're a reasonable Alabama fan, and maybe even an unreasonable Alabama fan, I think you can't do nothing but wish Jalen Hurts the best. If he would have gone to Auburn, like some people thought he might at one point, then perhaps that's a different story. Hey, we understand why you had to leave us, but you can't go there. But he didn't do that. He's now an Alabama graduate, somebody who helped you win a championship, and now he's going to be playing in a different league. And because it's Oklahoma, and the school he's leaving is Alabama, and those schools tend to get to the college football playoff, it is possible that he will someday play against Alabama, and that would be an awesome storyline. But either way, the news from today, Jalen Hurts announcing he is going to be the next starting quarterback at Oklahoma. The last two have been terrific, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. Now we'll see how Jalen Hurts does in that system in Norman. Be back with Dave.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To go. There's so many success stories tied to Josh Hysaw at this point. One such story belongs to Sam. Sam had a home in Memphis. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. Get in touch with Josh Hysaw. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. They agreed on a price. Josh went to work, got 13 showings, multiple offers. That home sold at the agreed-upon price in just 5 days. How does Josh Hysaw do it? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree, then Josh goes to work. And then if the home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, it's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. You can do it by text message. doesn't matter. Remember, the average real estate agent in the Memphis market struggles to sell even 6 homes per year. Josh sells more than 200. He's outselling the average real estate agent 34-1. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only dude I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. Also from a chain like a
AFC Championship game this weekend, NFC Championship game this weekend. If you like me, you might enjoy them while you're sipping on a drink. And if you like me, that drink's going to be New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad?
It is so smooth, you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth, you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm in the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. I could spend more on a bottle of vodka every time I went to the liquor store if I wanted to, but, like, why would I do that? If I've got a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, why not just pick that bottle up? That philosophy exactly is why New Amsterdam Vodka is the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. It's because people know it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. They've also got flavored vodkas. Grapefruit is the newest flavor, but they've also got apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. So if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a wine and spirit store, that's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but we spend a lot of our time on Penny Hardaway's announcement this morning on ESPN's Get Up program, hosted by Mike Greenberg and Jalen Rose, that Lil Penny is working out, getting in shape, and getting ready to make a comeback. And the hooting and hollering that you heard from others throughout the studio when Penny said those words, not the on-camera folks, but just the cameramen and the production assistants and everybody else that's in that studio, it was just a reminder of how that ad campaign from, like, more than 2 decades ago still resonates with people of a certain age, with people of my age. There are plenty of iconic ads throughout American history. But in sports, Lil Penny really is one of them. And so the idea that they are, according to Penny, bringing that back in some form, I've always thought would be a smart thing to do because it'll just shine a bigger light, bring more attention to the University of Memphis men's basketball program and its coach, and that is undeniably a good thing.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Bucks, Grizzlies, FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Bucks are 31-12, second best record in the NBA. Beat Miami last night by 38 points, so they're on the second night of a back-to-back. I don't know if it'll matter, but it is true. Grizzlies 19-24, next to last Western Conference. They've lost 2 straight games, 1-8 in their past 9, 3-13 in their past 16. Bucks are a 6-point favorite tonight. The total, 212.5. Tip is scheduled little after 7. Eric Hasseltine on the call right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, the Big Bang Theory is on CBS at 7. It's America's most watched network, America's most awarded network. It's the network of stars. Salt, starring an In Her Prime Angelina Jolie, is on Stars at 7:15. The Dictator's Playbook, which is a documentary about how Saddam Hussein ruled Iraq with an iron fist for nearly 30 years, that's on WKNO tonight at 9. If you're up late, Jane Fonda's on Jimmy Kimmel, Don Cheadle's on Jimmy Fallon, Pete Holmes is on Stephen Colbert, and Jim Gaffigan is on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I thought Jalen Hurts handled his Goodbye Alabama, Hello Oklahoma column for the Players Tribune pretty well. So if you haven't read that, go check it out. Seems like an impressive young man. I've never heard anything but good things about him. So you can find that at the Players Tribune.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Thursday. Here's my schedule. I'm going to be in studio here in New York tonight till about 2 a.m. Then I'm going to get up around 6:30, fly to Raleigh, be at Duke tomorrow to meet with Coach K and Zion. So it's impossible for me to host the radio show tomorrow because I'll be at Cameron Indoor all afternoon. But I will be on the show live from Cameron Indoor right at the top of the show and for most of the first hour. Then John Martin will join the show. Jeff Calkins will join the show. So it should be good. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.